This week, the state of Indiana concluded the most emotional and wrenching debate of recent times, and the arguments had nothing to do with immigration, abortion, or the war in Iraq. The Indiana legislature narrowly voted to make daylight saving time uniform across the state, and 8 more Indiana counties will move from the Eastern time zone to the Central time zone. This debate has raged, not a word I use lightly, across Indiana for more than 30 years. Right now, counties choose their time zone and whether to set their clocks to daylight saving time. The populous counties in the northwest part of the state, which are clustered around Chicago, choose central time and daylight saving time to keep them synchronized with the city, where many Indianans work. Most of the rest of the state does not so choose. This exercise of independence can promote confusion. If you live in LaPorte, which is in the central time zone and observes daylight saving, and have a 10 a.m. appointment with your dentist who's in Fort Wayne in the eastern time zone and doesn't, what time do you leave? Only Stephen Hawking knows for sure. Imagine having to make calculations like that several times a week. Or if you're a bus company owner in New Jersey who wants to call an auto parts plant in Muncie, Indiana, would you say, if it's noon here, it's 11 there, or 10 if they're on the daylight saving time, or noon if they're not, oh, heck, let's just call the plant in Pennsylvania. A debate over daylight saving time can sound provincial to outsiders, but it affects Indianans in the most personal ways. It's a debate over their state's character. Is Indiana an industrial society connected to the same clock as the global economy, or a rural state that can live by its own clock? People who live in urban areas like daylight saving time. They tend to work inside and appreciate having extra hours in the sunlight after work. But if you work on a farm, you want that extra sunlight in the morning. Daylight saving time means driving along dark country roads at 5 a.m. It means that your children may be lined up along that road, waiting for the school bus at 6:30, while it's still dark. It means that the sun is still shining when many farm workers have to get to bed. But Indiana is now increasingly urban, not just in the collar counties around Chicago or near Cincinnati in the south, but in the heart of that state that is the heartland. Increasingly, Indianans are working in auto, cement, and steel factories, hospitals, shopping malls, and insurance companies. They're even drinking lattes. Daylight saving time will go into effect at 2 a.m. tomorrow, but Indiana tavern owners pointed out that setting their clocks ahead then would deprive them of an hour to do business while the Final Four basketball tournament is being played in Indianapolis. Basketball fans have been known to get thirsty. So Governor Mitch Daniels has signed a stay of execution, permitting daylight saving time to descend on bars an hour later. The price for progress won't be an extra round of drinks. The Chambers Brothers, Time.